in the name of Jesus.
So it not only corrupts the gospel, it inoculates people against the true gospel.
Well, I think it offends them. I think people must conclude, look, the only Christianity people know who aren't Christians is what's out there. And they're not likely to go to a church and make an evaluation there. But if they did, they might go to a church, and who knows what they would experience, and they would walk out and say, well, that's one church. I bet other churches are different. But if you turn on Christian television, and you're looking, let's say, at three networks, and they all have 15 of these phony evangelists, you're going to say, they're all like this.
And that's no exaggeration. We get, I think, 6 or 7 religious networks on the service I subscribe to, and at least 4 of them are filled with prosperity preachers. One of them is a Mormon channel, and another is a Roman Catholic channel. Finding the gospel in that mix is very difficult.
You know, and if you did find the gospel in the mix, you would think that even that had a corrupt ulterior motive, that there was a hook in there somewhere, because everything else is so blatant.
Yeah. Now, let me back up, because you said nobody's making a critique of this and all. The fact is, there are critiques out there, and you wrote one of the best 20 years ago in Charismatic Chaos.
Yeah, it's a book. But what I meant by that is, on the air, nobody critiques the stuff that's on the same station. Whoever manages the station, and very often these Christian stations feature a lot of their time with the station owner and the station mogul sitting there and promoting the station and telling the listeners about the station. They don't critique it, and they don't allow another broadcaster to dismantle that. They're not going to do that. They're not going to. If you're on a channel that Benny Hinn is on, do you think they're going to play the tape when you send them the tape that tells the truth about Benny Hinn? They're not going to play that. So that's what I mean by that. In that environment, nobody is allowed to critique it. Nobody will step up and do that.
But my point is partly that this has been a concern of yours and a consistent message of yours for years. The first John MacArthur book I ever read, probably about 35 years ago, was your book, The Charismatics, which I thought was so crisp and straightforward. And it included a critique of the prosperity gospel.
You know, 35 years ago, I didn't know as much as I know now, but any Christian who knew anything that was in the Bible would know that the charismatic movement was not a biblical movement. And at the very outset, I could see the potential of this. That's when I wrote The Charismatics. I could see where this was going to go. If evangelicalism ever let them in, if we ever threw the door open and fully embraced the charismatic movement, I could see that it would devastate the evangelical church. And here's the reason. It is so errant biblically. It is so off biblically. It so misrepresents the Bible. It's so experience-based.